This is Steve Woodward, and I'm teeing off. When first it appeared on cultural radar, diversity, equity, and inclusion seemed unstoppable. With blinding speed, DEI infiltrated universities, colleges, and public grade schools. Next, DEI was embraced by corporate America as many brands boldly crafted ad campaigns to brag about DEI policies. And despite the damage it did to a best-selling beer, Bud Light, after it partnered with a transgender influencer, DEI never missed a beat. DEI mandates swept through the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies, including, but not limited to, the U.S. Secret Service, the Department of Homeland Security, and the Federal Aviation Administration. But here, in January 2025, thanks to the man who nearly lost his life at the hands of a compromised Secret Service, the death knell of DEI rings across the nation. President Donald Trump signed a long overdue executive order rescinding affirmative action by eliminating DEI-based discrimination from publicly funded universities. Federal government agencies must close DEI departments, place employees on paid leave, terminate DEI-related contracts, and remove DEI content from websites and social media. Meanwhile, many famous brands have dropped DEI policies. For DEI, all that's left is RIP. Rest in peace. I'm Steve Woodward, and I just teed off.